The Liberal candidate in tomorrow's Bennelong by-election says allegations he breached parliamentary rules by not declaring some rental income are strategically targeted. John Alexander is trying to win back the federal seat after he was forced to resign over his dual citizenship. Mr. Alexander owns a home worth nearly $5 million in the Southern Highlands region outside Sydney. He declared the acquisition of the property, but Fairfax Media has now questioned whether the then MP should have declared the rental income on the parliamentary register. Mr. Alexander has told 2GB Radio he has complied with the rules.
I've done precisely what was required in disclosure with the assistance of the clerk of the house. It's strategically targeted. Otherwise, every other member of parliament who has complied with disclosure as I have would have also been mentioned.
Fairfax reports the large property generates about $1,440 a day when booked. Mr. Alexander says there is no requirement to disclose any income generated. He compares the situation to declaring the purchase of shares bought, but not declaring any dividends. Speaking on Melbourne's 3AW Radio, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has backed the candidate's behaviour.
What the form asks you to disclose is the nature of any other substantial sources of income. And the key word there is other substantial sources, meaning other than already disclosed in the form. And so what John has done is exactly the same as many other members have done, including well over a dozen Labor members who've got investment properties.
Polls show Mr. Alexander has a slight lead over his rival, Labor's Christina Keneally, with him at 40% of the vote and her at 36%. Asked about Mr. Alexander's property disclosure, Ms. Keneally said she is leaving it to him to explain. Ms. Keneally has used the final morning of campaigning to again accuse the Prime Minister of what she calls China-phobic rhetoric, which he categorically denies. The Australian Electoral Commission estimates around 17,000 people of Chinese background and nearly 4,000 Korean Australians live in Bennelong. Both parties have tried to court the so-called Asian vote throughout the campaign. Ms. Keneally, the former New South Wales Premier, was unable to offer specific instances of China-phobic rhetoric.
What I can tell you is that the local Chinese community are telling me, indeed even last night on WeChat, we had a live WeChat forum, people were expressing their frustration over the proposed citizenship changes, which people here understand and see to be racist and divisive.
Ms. Keneally has refused to rule out taking departing Senator Sam Dastyari's spot if she is unsuccessful in Bennelong. Senator Dastyari was forced to resign earlier this week over links to a Chinese donor.